This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Following contains mature subject matter and may not be suitable for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
I drew a huge black dot with lots of squiggly lines all around it. The black dot was equal to a hole in space, and the squiggly lines were, well, people or things. Just your basic atoms that got lost there. You see, I always thought of my vagina as an anatomical vacuum randomly sucking up the particles from the surrounding environment. I never thought of it in practical or biological terms, and I certainly never saw it as something attached to me. In the workshop, we were asked to look at our vaginas with hand mirrors. Then, after careful examination, verbally report back to the rest of the group what we saw. Now, I have to say that up until this point, everything I knew about my vagina was based either on hearsay or invention. I've never really seen the thing.
Based on interviews with over 200 women about their memories and experiences of sexuality, the Vagina Monologues gives voice to women's deepest fantasies and fears. It has been said that no one who reads or hears the play, which was written by Eve Ensler in 1996, will ever look at a woman's body or think of sex in quite the same way again. It is witty and irreverent, compassionate and wise. At the start of this segment, we heard an audio clip from a performance of the monologues in Victoria 2 years ago. We heard part of the monologue called The Vagina Workshop. The Vagina Monologues will be performed in Nanaimo at Vancouver Island University's Malaspina Theatre this weekend, along with a new play, A Memory, a monologue, a rant, and a prayer, which was also written by Eve Ensler for male performers. I'm joined in the studio by Jana Beaudelet, who is with the Nanaimo Women's Center, and by Wallace Mallet and Jerry Thomason, two of the performers in the rant. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Wallace, tell us more about Eve Ensler's new play, A Memory, a Monologue, a Rant, and a Prayer. What is it about?
It's a compilation of different poetry and monologues written both by males and females. And for the first time, it's going to be all male performers on stage, and it's a call for men to be involved in the global movement to end violence against women and girls. And it's grassroots because it's a premiere, and it involves every community that it's in. So it's quite exciting to be part of this.
Jerry, I'm making an assumption that this is the first time that you've been involved in this type of performance. You may not have been, but what has your experience been like in preparing for this play?
I was involved in a lot of theater when I was a teenager, but left it behind for a variety of reasons. I felt galvanized to get involved with this just because it's something I really believe in. And not only is it really important for the community, but I felt like there was a real personal experience for me in this matter. And it just so happens that the monologue that was handed to me just to read by chance is something that I really identify with. It's about the burden of male guilt, especially in the context of having grown up around abused women. And it's really, it's just wonderful in terms of the resolution involved in the monologue and the speaker as he finds some kind of peace after those experiences throughout his life and then comes through it.
How many men are involved in this particular play, Wallace?
I believe there's 9 of us, Jerry.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Have you held a number of rehearsals, or do you just kind of do a read-through and then suddenly you're on the stage?
We've done a few rehearsals. We're doing another one this evening, probably 3 or 4 hours, and then we have a full dress rehearsal on Saturday. Some of the people involved, some of the men have had experience, but some of us, like myself, I have no experience as far as theater goes. The first evening was a bit emotional for all of us, I think, because some of the content of what we were reading, right? So.
Did that come as a surprise, Jerry?
That it was so emotional? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I was the first one to cry. And at first it was embarrassing, but that's when I got a sense that all the guys around me, as you might expect, were people who were also interested in these kind of concerns. And so it was really bonding, and I felt an immediate camaraderie with this group that I haven't felt so immediately in other theater groups.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm joined in the studio by Wallace Millay and Jerry Thomason, who are performers in Eve Ensler's new play, A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer, which is being premiered this weekend, Saturday, April the 10th at 8 p.m. at Vancouver Island University's Malaspina Theatre. I'm also joined by Jaina Beaudelet, who is here representing the Nanaimo Women's Resources Center, which is a recipient of some of the funds generated by that performance, as well as performances of the Vagina Monologue. Now, I believe we're going to hear some of the content from that new play. And just a reminder, some of our listeners may or may not, as the case may be offended perhaps by some of the language in this. I'm not sure. I'm hearing this for the first time as well. And Wallace, would you like to begin?
Certainly. A lot of these pieces are international in content and that. This one is called The Massacre by Marie Howe. It happened, like everything else in time. Someone hides in the bushes. Someone watches from the roof. The men play with the sobbing women, tearing their dresses. Where is the kingdom of heaven? Within that woman being pushed from man to man? Within each of the three or four men? Last night, watching my daughter sleep, I felt my own greater power and will rise for no reason within me. Killing might stop time, I thought, to be death, and not for that moment to fear it. It moved through me like a clot, clear, cold for an instant. I knew myself, shouting in the careening trucks with the rest of them, and what, in my exhilaration, I had become. This is one of the short pieces. A lot of the performers were doing two pieces during it's about a 90-minute, no interruptions or intermissions.
Jerry.
This is just a small part of what's actually a 2.5-pager, but it's from what's called Rescue by Mark Matusik. The pictures came back, and as I described them, revealing so much more of the truth, a disturbingly different, more accurate picture began to emerge in myself of myself. It wasn't estrogen overload that had turned me into a rescue artist. It was rape overload, abuse overload, an excess of feminine self-mutilation, an absence of innocent love toward a woman. Nowhere in retrospect was there a memory of woman adored, exalted, or blessed. Nowhere an image of feminine eros protected, beloved, refined, rendered precious. And nowhere an entry for me to love in the way a boy or man needed to love in order to free himself of guilt, the guilt of not saving what he cannot save, the shame of needing to run away because he can't face the unsavable women.
Jerry, what are some of the key messages of the play as a whole, A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer?
I would say, first of all, it is about awareness. It's about bringing the issue to the forefront. But there are some things which maybe aren't always touted at the forefront. For instance, the responsibility of men, even men who are not abusers themselves, to really acknowledge this, whether it is to stand up and face men who are abusers. How about you, Wallace?
There's so many. This is such a complex issue, and not only is it international, but here in our community, and it's time that men not only give it lip service, but stand up and speak out in whatever way they may. It's not a woman's issue; it's everyone's issue, and it's time that, and it's quite. I feel very privileged to be part of this and be asked to be an ally to help put this awareness forward and help raise resources for something important in our community.
Jaina, what are your thoughts about this all-male cast in this new play?
I think it's great. It's the first time that this has happened in Nanaimo. It's new as far as the Vagina Monologues go. It's relatively recent. Eve Ensler, by the way, didn't write the play. These are writings of well-known authors and poets, and she and another woman have edited them.
Okay, so she compiled and edited, basically.
That's right, yes.
Okay. The Vagina Monologues now is an episodic play. It was written by Eve Ensler. It first ran in New York in 1996. Eve Ensler originally starred in the production, and when she left the play, it was recast with three celebrity monologists. In 1998, Eve Ensler and others launched V-Day, a global nonprofit event that has raised over $50 million for women's anti-violence groups through benefits of the Vagina Monologues. V-Day's 2010 Spotlight campaign focuses on women and girls of the Democratic Republic of Congo, excuse me, also known as DRC. The atrocities being perpetrated against women and girls in the Democratic Republic of Congo are nothing less than a femicide, the systematic destruction of the Congolese female population. Since 1996, sexual violence against women and girls in the eastern part of the DRC has been used as a weapon of war to torture, humiliate, and destroy not only women and girls, but entire families and whole communities. For more information about V-Day and this year's Spotlight campaign, go to www.vday.org. Celebrated as a Bible for a new generation of women, the Vagina Monologues has been performed in cities across North America and at hundreds of college and university campuses. It has also inspired a dynamic grassroots movement, V-Day, to stop violence against women. The Vagina Monologues will be performed this weekend in Nanaimo, along with the premiere of a play with male performers called A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer. I'm joined by Jana Bodley, who is with Nanaimo Women's Resource Center, and by Wallace Malay, who performs in The Rant. Jana, tell us more about how this play will help the Nanaimo Women's Resource Center.
Thank you, Kevin. 90% of the funds that are raised from the performances of the Vagina Monologues and the men's performance are going to be going straight to the Nanaimo Women's Resources Society. 10% is sent to the V-Day campaign. So we desperately need the funding for the Nanaimo Women's Resources Society. We're in a crisis at the moment for funding. We've had reduced funding because of the BC Gaming Society, and we're looking at our capacity for helping people being stretched beyond the resources that are available.
So, Jana, the proceeds from admission will go, 90% will go to the Women's Resources Center. Are there other aspects of fundraising that will be occurring around the performances themselves?
Yes. There is a silent auction that we will be holding at least on the Friday night, possibly the Saturday as well. So people will be able to make bids on various things that have been donated from businesses and people in the community. Also, we will gratefully accept any donations that people can offer. We'll have a table there with more information about the Nanaimo Women's Resources Society, and we also would like if anyone is interested in volunteering, we welcome new volunteers. We desperately need more volunteers just to be able to man the services at the Women's Center.
Hmm. Now, when you say the Friday, we're talking about tomorrow, Friday, April the 9th. If you're listening to today's broadcast in its rebroadcast on Monday, then it will be too late to go to the plays themselves, but it's not too late to support the Nanaimo Women's Resources Center. From what I gather, the organization is appealing to the public for financial support at this point in time.
That's right. We've had funding cutbacks starting actually, well, from in 2004. Women's centers province-wide were subject to government cuts. And so for the Nanaimo Women's Center, this meant the end of core funding. So in the years since then, we've struggled to find ways to stretch resources with only insufficient funds available to us. But we're grateful to the United Way, the City of Nanaimo, and Service Canada, all of whom support specific programs. But our crisis continues to be with the drop-in services, which are the heart of the center and are funded by BC Gaming. So cuts to this, our anchor program, will affect our ability to maintain frontline services and the actual physical space for the center, meaning the house that we have on Selby Street.
Okay. Now, I'm wondering if you could tell us a little more about V-Day or comment about V-Day and its link to all of this, Jana.
Well, it's completely related to the issue of violence. Poverty in itself is it's been called the worst form of violence. And so poverty, it's people in poverty who normally face the worst violence in our society. The V-Day campaign helps to raise awareness around violence, around the issues that we all face in the world today. It's not a local issue at all. It's something that affects everybody. And we need everybody to help in the campaign against violence, to end violence. So it's not only for women and children, it's for everybody. It's for all of humanity, for our whole planet, actually.
Wallace.
Yeah. I've been involved in things in the community, and I had an opportunity to be in this play. The Women's Resource Society does an essential part in our community. I get angry at the government when they turn around and point fingers at other countries about the human rights violations and that, when they're cutting back funds here in our own communities. They're just as negligible in some areas by doing so.
Eve Ensler has said the following about her new play. I found this online, by the way. A memory, a monologue, a rant, and a prayer. Quote, this book, meaning this performance, is indeed about words, speaking the unspoken, speaking the spoken in a new and viable way, speaking the pain, speaking the hunger, speaking about violence against women, not because it is the only issue, but because it is an issue that lives smack in the middle of the world and is still not spoken, not seen, not given weight or significance, unquote. Now, Jana, you talked about the worldwide aspect of this challenge and this problem. Tell us more about the importance of the play and its performances in all of this.
Well, by people going to see these two plays, I think it's going to bring an emotional, a direct emotional impact to anybody who attends. Sometimes we only gain an intellectual understanding of an issue until we realize it at a more visceral level, at an emotional level. I think we may not be stimulated to do anything about it. I think people really want to be able to help to make things better in our community, in our world, but often they don't know how to do that. This perhaps will help to motivate them to find out how to do that, and we'll have all kinds of ways in which they can help if they want to investigate.
Now, Jana, I'm wondering if you could share the most pertinent information at this point, the where, the how, the
sure.
The cost, this type of thing.
Yes, it's at Malaspina Theatre, VIU campus. The first performance is on Friday at 8 p.m. That's the Vagina Monologues, and there's also the Vagina Monologues matinee on Sunday. That's the 11th. And then on the 10th, the Saturday night at 8 p.m., is a memory, a monologue, a rant, and a prayer, and it's going to be exciting, the men's performance. And the cost is, for an adult ticket, it's $15 if you go to one show, $25 if you attend both shows. For students or seniors, the cost is $10 for one show and $15 for two shows, so it's a pretty good deal.
If you're listening to People First Radio in rebroadcast on Monday, that means, of course, that you may have missed the performances. However, as the Vagina Monologues seems to be an annual event in Nanaimo, contact the Nanaimo Women's Resources Center for more information or to offer financial assistance to that organization. Perhaps you can take part in the 2011 event. We only have a moment left. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today, Wallace Malay.
I'd just like to reiterate to any male listeners out there, get off your butt, get involved, be part of the solution, and come on out and see both shows and get some better insight and support our community.
And Jana Abadley.
I'd just like to say that the people of Nanaimo have always been generous in their support of the work that the Women's Center does for the community, but we now need to build on this assistance to be able to stay open.
Thank you to both of you for taking the time to join us today. Jana Baudelet is with the Nanaimo Women's Resources Center, and Wallace Millay and Jerry Thomason are performers in Eve Ensler's new play, A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.